Blog Talk Radio.
Our destiny is greatness, people. Why?
Because God did it.
Come on with it.
Talk to him.
Hey, they can eat in the morning.
You know why they yawning?
Yawning.
Talk to him.
Come on, Eddie.
Get them out the way.
Come on.
Ain't got way about that.
We loosen the movement.
Lethoric.
It's happening. Colossal. Our destiny is greatness.
Talk to him.
Goodbye.
That's right, baby. We are back. It is Topic Tuesday, and we are ready to go today, babe. B, what's going on with you? E, what's good, brother?
Man, what's happening? I'm excited, baby. It is Topic Tuesday, and there's no need to fear because your fantasy football champion is right here. I want to say happy birthday to
you.
Happy birthday, Ife Crawford, my sister, and Miss Wanda Potter. Happy birthday to you two. And,
oh yeah,
bro, we are not, if I'm correct, we're not doing Who We Got Wednesday tomorrow.
That's right.
We were about business, so purposefully yesterday, we didn't make the announcement. But what will we be doing tomorrow?
That's great. This is a great question. We have implemented the great Worship Wednesday as a once a month, last Wednesday in the month show. So tomorrow we will be doing Worship Wednesday. There will be a word from the Lord, and the word from the Lord will come through Eric and Nick. That's what's going to happen. So tune in tomorrow for Worship Wednesday. It shall be a quality episode, as all the rest of our shows are.
Oh yeah, cool. That's what it is. That's what it is. Most definitely. Now, did you have any comments on your fantasy football champion being here? I forgot to ask you about that. No. The draft.
I'm just as tired as y'all. I know all y'all listeners like, please somebody beat him so he can stop saying the fantasy football champion is here. Don't worry. I'm up.
The draft is this coming Sunday for Nick and I's fantasy league, and you don't have to wait long for the competition to get stiff because we're playing against each other in week one, just like last year, and I'm excited about
that.
Yeah,
that's just like last year. Let us all remember last year. Let us all remember when Eric came to church looking like he was homeless. He had on someone else's pants. I don't know who they were, but they didn't reach his ankles. We all remember this. Let us all reflect. It was week one that I did this. So let us all remember.
Oh, the hopefuls, the memories of the good wins you guys have. That's good. Fantasy football is going to be good. We've got five things for you guys today. We've got five things that we will reveal soon. Five things today on Nick and Eric in the Morning, and we've got a pretty good topic. And something's really relevant. So
yeah, there's some really relevant.
You got
stuff going on out here.
You got something for us, bro, or are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready to go, good brother. I'm ready to go. Let's go ahead and get them with this high quality content like we always do.
What's really relevant? The much acclaimed, much renowned, much controversial at this point in time, Colin Kaepernick. Alex Boone, his former teammate, says that he better choose his words carefully. And he said that Colin Kaepernick had better be warned. It's hard for me because my brother was a Marine, and he lost a lot of friends over there in war. The flag obviously gives Kaepernick the right to do whatever he wants. I understand that. At the same time, this is Alex Boone speaking, you should have some expletive respect for people who serve, especially people that lost their lives to protect our freedom. Now, we all know what's been in the news about Colin Kaepernick. He's been sitting out for the national anthem. Now, first of all, let me say before I say anything else that I heard, I'm not sure how true this is, but I heard that Colin Kaepernick has been sitting out. And we all know Colin Kaepernick, of course, the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, the one who's been doing the sitting out of the anthem. Alex Boone, his former teammate who said these words, he plays for the Minnesota Vikings. I don't know if I said that. But I heard that Kaepernick has been doing this for some time. Now, when I heard that, that immediately changed my opinion on the whole matter. I heard that he's just recently been noticed sitting out for the national anthem. So keep that in mind, as well as the words from Mr. Alex Boone, as well as the decisions or the indecisions, if you will, of an Eagles linebacker who's been talking about following suit with Colin Kaepernick. So, bro, what do you think? I think that Colin Kaepernick cannot keep this up for too long. He persists that he is resolved to continue sitting out the national anthem, which is fine. But after a while, I feel like this is going to get old. I feel like this is the wrong way to get the right kind of attention. And Lord knows, statements do need to be made. But I'm just not sure how I feel about it. What do you think?
You know what? You make an interesting point. I think it's definitely, you know, a conversation to be had about whether or not he's doing the right thing, and the reason why he's doing it. I think the reason why it's being done is something that all athletes need to visit, something that all athletes need to take note of. And you know what? I'm not really sold on him doing the wrong thing either. I mean, when I look at even what the comments of his former teammate said, you know, that his brother was a Marine and that he fought for the freedom. But if that's really how he feels, and that's the honest reason why he's upset, then I feel like he should be standing with Kaepernick, because he's not. I could see if he was doing this for peace, to stop violence among all races, and he's doing this for freedom. He's doing this because people are oppressed. And so that guy, his teammate, should be just as offended as Colin Kaepernick is with the idea that we're pledging allegiance to a flag that's supposed to stand for freedom, yet our people are oppressed, you know. And in fact, I also read this in an article. Now, I don't know if it was as credible as a website as our normal CNN's USA Today's and so forth. But Minister Gibson posted this on his page, and it was breaking down the lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner. And in the Star Spangled Banner, there is specific lyrics that speak to slavery. And it was a war in the past where, you know, the country came over, and I'm saying the country because I don't remember which country it was. They came over, they were fighting here on our land, and what they ultimately did was they teamed up with the oppressed slaves here. And the slaves were fighting for the opposing country because it was so bad here that they weren't willing to join forces with our own country. And so this was their way out. And ultimately, you know, the war ended. I think it was 1884. The war ended, and now there was a treaty passed, and a part of it was to say, you don't get our slaves, or you can't have our slaves, or you can't free our slaves. They're here, they're ours, and they'll be oppressed for forever. I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me. And so a part of the Star Spangled Banner is actually speaking to the triumph and praising slavery. So I feel him. I feel him on what he's trying to do. I feel him on the angle in which he's doing it. And it's got to be – we're at the point now where it has to be of this magnitude. I don't know if it has to be this, but it has to be of this magnitude to draw this kind of attention. And if it, Colin Kaepernick, I would say, is a low-level star. He, you know, I don't give everybody the star title. I would say he's a low-level star. But if LeBron James,
right, yeah,
a Kobe Bryant, or somebody else did this, like, I think this is the gateway drug to a whole nother, like, epidemic. You know what I mean? Like, it may not be the Star Spangled Banner, but if LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, if those guys stood with Kaepernick, maybe not in the same form, but made a statement to say, hey, listen, I respect the flag, and I respect the Marines, and I don't think that what's going on here is enough to belittle what they've done, but I do stand with Kaepernick in saying I'm not going to do blank until this happens. They have the power to do that. If they need a living, if they need an example, shame on me for saying living, rest his soul, but if they need an example, just look at Muhammad Ali. I mean, he was a trailblazer, refused to fight, you know, and refused to go to the army, to go to war for a country that was oppressing his people right here on American soil. So, you know, I think that we've seen this before. I don't think it's as crazy as people think. I think he's got, you know, some valid points, and I stand with him. I just the jury's still out on whether or not the flag is the right or wrong thing. But right now, I'm standing with him until I
decide
my jury.
Yeah, I figured you'd be all in support of this. I figured you'd definitely be behind this. And I was, too, at first, to be honest with you. But I had a change of heart. Personally, I'm all about, as you know, we're both all about calculated action. I mean, that's what we talk about. We talk about doing something for a reason. And what are you doing, Colin Kaepernick? Just what are you doing? And I think he's doing this because this is all he knows to do, or all he knows how to do right now, because he wants to do something. But it just sends the message to me that he wants to be heard, and he just wants to be seen. And I understand that he says that he's a platform for people who do not have one, and he wants to make a statement for people who can't stand up and be heard and make a statement. That's fine. I get that. But I feel like it's a little too little and a little too late for the magnitude of the fight that we're up
against. You know what? I would agree with you if he announced it before he did it. Like, if he hadn't been doing it for some time, then I would say, you know what, you know, he might be trying to, you know, get some attention or trying to like, what are you doing, Cap? But to me, it seemed like, you know, Cap just said, I'm not supporting the flag, and I don't care if it never hits it never hits the news. I don't care if it never becomes a big story. Like, this is just my decision, and my decision is I'm not going to pledge allegiance to a flag that stands for freedom, color are here, oppressed. That doesn't make any sense. I'm not doing it. And so, yeah, it picked up steam because, obviously, like I said, he's a low-level star. But in his mind, I don't think he was out here trying to just garner a big movement. I don't know if Kaepernick is that kind of guy. And to your point, I don't know if Kaepernick's the kind of guy that makes calculated decisions like that. Unless it's Brandon Bassett said, "Hey, listen, your legacy, you need to do this
kind of
and tell everybody."
It may be all he knows how to do.
But I think it's just for him. Like, I don't know, maybe he's got an agent out there talking to him, but
Who knows? I mean,
clearly
it's
really relevant.
Clearly. Now, we're switching quickly here. Now, when I titled today's show, when I went to make the title, I didn't know exactly how to title today's show. First of all, I forgot that our special guest next week. I was thinking he was this week. This was going to be like some kind of preview. But, oh, well, just keep your minds fresh on the topic. But because next week, one of my favorite people, Dr. Betinto Betts, will be on to talk about his scholarship fund and to talk about funding education and the economy of education, which is what we're going to talk about for the next 10 minutes. So initially, I was tempted to say, is college affordable? And I thought about the conversation that that would yield. And then I said, well, maybe I should inquire, is college worth it? Which are two completely different questions. And I think I landed on the question that I really want the answer to, which is a mixture of both of those questions, which is, if you cannot afford college, because to some it's affordable, to some it isn't. And we aren't going to sit around and talk about tuition and why tuition needs to be lower and the economy behind schools getting money and raping our pockets. We're not going to do all of that. So for those who cannot pay for college, should they go to college? It's that simple. And what I'm really getting at here is for all of you embarking on your high school year this year in this back-to-school season, and juniors maybe as well, maybe sophomores, whoever's thinking about college, maybe even if you're a college freshman, just how much of a sacrifice do you feel like you're making? Now, on the show this morning, you're listening to two men who didn't necessarily fund their own education because we had scholarships and we were blessed enough to have them. And the point is, before we say anything else, get that by any means necessary. Do what you can while you can to get as much as you can from who you can to get what you need from college, okay? Because that can seriously be the key. Now, I can't tell you that I would have gone to
Major Key Alert
without my scholarship. So let that be said first and foremost. Get that money. Get the money. If you're in high school, find a way to get the money. I wasn't great at basketball like Nick, okay? I tried to be great at bowling. I wasn't great enough at that to get a scholarship. I wasn't great at football. I wasn't great at any sport. And a 4.0 got me cash money. Now, I'm not saying you're going to get a 4.0. I'm not saying that that's easy to get. I'm not saying that you can just go out and just get it just like that. But there's still time. Even if you're a senior, there's still time. Get your grades up. Get your mind up. Get ready. Because it's time to get the money. And not only is it your grades in school, it's your extracurriculars, and it's also it's also how many scholarships you're pursuing. You know, I was looking up scholarships day and night on the internet, trying to find grants, trying to find different people who are giving away money, because as they say, there's money out there, and it is. So I just want to say that, and before I give it to Nick, I'm going to try and answer the question as direct as possible. I'm going to say this. You know, there's some things that you buy that you can't afford. This goes for education. This goes for everything.
Yeah, man, I've been looking at these Rolex watches.
Sometimes we spend money on things that we know we will have to finance over time. Just because we don't have the money for it now doesn't mean it's not worth it. So before you say, because I feel like many, many times I hear money being thrown around as an excuse, because it's the easiest excuse to use, because everybody's going to buy it. Everybody knows you're broke. Everybody knows you don't have a 4.0. Everybody knows you didn't play varsity basketball. Everybody knows that college is expensive. Everybody is going to yield to your excuse. You can throw it out there, and people are going to say, you know what, you're right. You don't have to go to college. And I think that's the quickest thing that students who know good and well that they but belong in college and they might not think that they have the work ethic and the endurance to get through it. Use that. Do not use that. Do not run to that, because that is not worth it. So do not be a person that makes excuses. Find a way. You can find a way. I know you can do it. I guess that's just my message to the high schoolers. What you got, bro?
I got this right here. Self-education is real. It's a reality. It's out there. People have done it. It's real. The problem with self-education, we're talking about higher education, so after college and after high school. The problem with it is that you're the only one that will believe that you're educated. You may be able to self-educate yourself. You may have a great circle around you, and you may be able to get knowledge that a high school degree won't get you, and you may actually be very smart, but you need an admission ticket. Like it's like showing up to a talent show with no ticket. Like you might be able to sing very well. You might be able to sing better than everybody else that's performing that night, but you didn't get a ticket. You're not on the ballot, right? So you can't get in. So no matter how talented you are, the only way you can let everybody know is starting your own talent show or running your own club and you sing every night or making or becoming a star. What's my point? My point is that you need the admission ticket to sit at the table, and that's what college is. And you have to decide whether or not it's worth it based on how good your career is going to be. I mean, you can decide. If you think that $100,000 in debt or $200,000 in debt is an unprecedented amount and that it's not worth it, well, then you're saying that you're not going to be worth that much after college. To me, that's what you're saying. I mean, it's like this. You want to go see Beyonce, but Beyonce's ticket's $150 per ticket. You decide, you know what, Beyonce's worth going to pay that much, so I'm going to see her. And I don't care if I'm sitting in the back. I'm going to see her because she's worth it, and it's not a bad seat in the house. Ticket price. And her performance is just that good, so you want to see her. As far as I'm concerned, it's the same thing with college. You can decide where you go, what that ticket price will be, and if it's worth it, based on how you're going to perform when you get out of college. That's how you decide whether or not it's worth it. And let me just debunk the can't afford it. All right, let me tell you something. Everybody can afford college. I'm not talking about your own dollar. I'm talking about go get a loan. Like, go get a loan, go get FAFSA, go get Sallie Mae. I don't care what name you use. You can call Uncle Tommy, who owns the business, tell him you pay him back with lower interest rate. I don't care how you do it, but everybody can go. I don't care if you go to community for 2 years, transfer to Division One or Ivy League or wherever you want to go after those 2 years to save. You get the same education. My boy right now is at Harvard in law school. He did 2 years at community, did 2 years at Temple, and then went to Harvard Law. And it was just for the money. He's smart as a brick. I mean, he's just genius. So to answer the question, one, everybody can afford it. Go get a loan. Just go get a loan. You'll pay it back after you get your degree and become the best of the best. You got to put the work in. You got to prove it. But at least you got the admissions ticket to get in the door. At least your talent doesn't go to waste. You can self-educate after you graduate, too. You go to college, now you got all those resources. and then know that it's worth it. But it's only worth it if you're willing to put in the work to make more and be more than what college costs you. You know, so that's what I got for me. I want to get out the way because I'm excited about these five things.
That's fantastic. That's fabulous. I wish we could hear from Dr. Batts right now. I can't wait till next week.
I also can't wait till tomorrow because Worship Wednesday is something I'm also very, very excited about, as well as the five things, okay? Right here, we got the five signs you ain't getting a scholarship, okay? You need to find a way to get that loan that Nick was talking about or find a way to get a job on campus because guess what? It's over for you. You're not getting a scholarship. If you're in high school, these are the five signs that you will not get a dollar. Five signs you ain't getting a scholarship. Number five. Your grade point average is lower than gas price.
Oh, gee, boy.
It's pretty low.
Gas low now, too. So you done messed up. You ain't even eligible for scholarship. I ain't talking about grades. I'm talking about athletically. You ineligible.
Ineligible. These are the five signs you ain't getting a scholarship, okay? Number four,
we got to go. Whoa.
You sent your college application through your email from middle school.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
sexy
no.
Mama 99 at Hotmail.
No scholarship.
I slay 45 at AOL.
Yo, you got it too.
Nope. It's not gonna work for you. It's not gonna work for you,
Diva
Girl
18. You funny.
These are the five signs you ain't getting no daggone scholarship. Number three,
y'all better listen to E, not me.
Under your extracurriculars on your application, you got macking and hanging.
Oh, okay. No. Oh, no. That's actually hot. I might give a scholarship if I was in the office. That's hot.
Your extracurriculars say getting money.
yo, Mac.
They say, well, you won't
classic,
get any from us.
That's a classic right there, bro.
Oh, Mac and Hanging.
The wood. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
You ain't got no zigzag. You got no zigzag.
He said, "Boy, you sweating like you stole something."
Oh, yeah, that's classic. Don't get us started. We'll be all day. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
These are the five signs you ain't getting a scholarship. Number two,
we got two for you.
Your reference letters all start off with not as bad as it seems.
Yo, that's bad. That's terrible. You just read it and just say yes it is.
Every reference letter, it says his heart is in the right place.
That's terrible.
Pretty bad. Pretty bad. Now,
you're messed up.
This is the top sign that scholarships is not your way to a university education, okay, people? Number one. Your mama wrote all three of your reference letters.
Oh, no.
All three of them.
Oh no, she gonna change the name of the, she gonna change your name by what she call you. She got on there, new. she got on there, boogie, and she got on there, little son, or baby boy.
Your mama do everything in the community. Okay, you got a reference letter from the pastor, the block captain, the community leader. They all your mama.
Dude, that's bad.
You put our initials. Black Captain AC. pass the green leaf.
Pass the green leaf. Listen, go to just get your education funded, people. It's worth it. And let this be a message to our parents too. Find a way. My mother found a way. Our parents found a way, and there are ways to be found. You gotta work hard at it. Gotta prepare for it early, and we gotta get this paper. Gotta get that paper so you can get the paper. Okay.
You gotta get this cabbage, man.
I'm excited for this. Well, listen, Wednesday's tomorrow. Tune in. There's a word from the Lord. There's a word from Eric. There's a word from Mr. Nicholas.
That's it.
Okay, tune in. It's there for you. Listen, we gave you high quality content today. I enjoyed myself. You didn't, shame on you. But we want you to make sure that you remember this. It is very important. We say it at the end of the show, but we say it because we want to reiterate it and remind you that your destiny, that my destiny, that Eric's destiny, that all of our destiny, it's greatness. And it's not because of you. It's not because of me. It's not because of E. But our destiny is greatness. Why E? Come on, brother.
Because God did it.
That's right, baby. Our destiny is greatness because God did it. I holler at you.